this, little one. Everything is going to be all right. You're listening to Tippy Talk. Time now to sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy the moment. Newborn is the official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. To hear more of their music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy their wonderful sound. And now, it is time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk, where we go from where you are to where you want to be. I'm your host, Tippy Feldstein. Our guest today is Allison Coe, that's C-O-E, a quantum healing hypnosis practitioner, a spiritualist and counselor, and as a bonus, she interprets dreams too. So basically to Allison, her job is to raise the vibration all around her and spreading the love. She does this through metaphysics, ascension, past lives, parallel lives, and interpreting the hidden language of dreams through ancient secret knowledge. But her primary function is learning and practicing quantum healing hypnosis technique. Her goal in life is very simple. Be spiritually awake, inspire, spark, and free people. Our thoughts and feelings create the world around us. We are connected to all that is. We are energy, we are vibration, we are love, we are the universe manifested as human beings in this life. And we have amnesia. That's a direct quote. Before we started the show today, we had some technical issues and problems. And so we had to readjust ourselves to make sure that we can complete this interview. And so when you start listening to the show, I'm going to play you everything that we said from this moment, but just be aware that we did have technical issues and we couldn't hear each other. She couldn't hear me and I could not hear her. And that was before we started the interview. So sit back and enjoy and listen to Allison's wonderful energy that she's spreading all over the world.
I have a business here in Portland, Oregon called Soul Focus Hypnosis, and I'm one of thousands of practitioners, quantum healing practitioners from all over the world. Hi, Tippy. I'm very happy to hear you, too. Your wonderful voice sounds clear as a bell now, and I'm happy to be here on your show, ready to talk.
So, first of all, we kind of want to start with who you are, because what you do is fascinating to me, and fascinating to me on a few different levels, on a personal level, on a professional level, and on a level, also on a global level, because right now, with the kind of times that we're going through, we need people that do some kind of a practice to really bring more light into the world and to wake up people into the reality of what's real. Because everything that we've always known isn't necessarily the truth just because we've always known that. So there's a lot of things about who you are and what you do that are really, really important to me and to my listeners. So you started out as an accountant, which is a very important thing to do. But
yes.
What happened?
Well, what happened was I kind of struggled with the accounting thing. I mean, I'm a Virgo, so I'm already logic-based, and I can do the work no problem with my eyes closed. But to me, there wasn't any soul, any purpose to it, any calling for me. And so I was an accountant for about 12 years, and the only way I was able to stay an accountant for that long is because every day, like clockwork, I would put on some spiritual audio on my headphones, and I would plug away on spreadsheets. So I was literally balancing the right side of my hemisphere and the left side of my hemisphere of the brain in order to do this work. So I was constantly getting the information, the spiritual knowledge into my head. And invariably, as I worked with 60 other women in this company, invariably I was able to use what I was learning each day on these women, because they would, someone new would come into my office each day, shut the door, and then tell me either about the dreams that they had had the night before or the struggles they were going through, whatever it was, this knowledge that I was learning that day on my headset was applicable to them. And so it was an instant feedback loop that I was on the right path, that the stuff that I was learning was important, but I was also earning a great paycheck at the same time. So it was very balancing, and I'm really glad that's how I got the learning in while earning a paycheck.
That's amazing. That's really, really amazing, because first of all, let me just tell you right off the bat, I could never be an accountant. I would be so bad at it. I'm so opposite from you. So just the fact that you can do it, my hat is off to you. I think that in itself is already magic and a miracle. But the other part of it, of being an accountant and being able to get spiritual feedings and then take that feeding and somehow it would apply to somebody in your life. So basically what you're saying is that you were an accountant with a side job free of coaching people in the spiritual realm, that you were getting, that basically that would be food for your soul, that you couldn't survive without it.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the end, it became absolutely obvious to myself and everyone around me that was what was innate in me, and that's where I needed to start putting all my eggs. And you know, the company realized who I was and who I wasn't. And I was designing this beautiful layoff in my head for 2 years before it happened, and it finally happened exactly the way I planned it. And I couldn't have been happier. They were crying. My boss was literally crying, and I was almost crying tears of joy. If I knew how to do a somersault, I would have done one. It was magical. So I finally got the green light from the universe, if you will, to go ahead and pursue the path that I was ready to go down. But yeah, the ability to integrate the metaphysical knowledge that I was getting every day was paramount to being able to get the next level of knowledge. So integrating it on a skill level, being able to talk to people about what I was learning and have it applied to their life was the best way to integrate it, and then have it applied to my life. And then you go from one step to another to another. And so the learning kept continuing. So it was very smooth process.
I have to tell you, when you were describing your process from going from an accountant to whoever it was that you are and to what you were learning, I literally got chills all over my body. And I'm not even sure what that means, but I have to tell you, that does not happen very often.
Oh, so, do you want me to tell you what that means?
Yes, you know.
So Dolores Cannon, who was the teacher of the quantum healing hypnosis technique, she called them truth bumps. So it's when you hear an exact truth, when something resonates with you as truth, then you get this kind of chill going around your body.
So, I just got it again.
More truth bumps. So anyway, people always think it's corny when I say, "Oh, you're getting truth bumps." But that's I thought that was a beautiful way to look at it, the way she described it.
Yeah, it actually is a great way to look at it. So you were discovering who you were and what you were learning. So who are you and what were you learning?
Well, I'm an awake person and very spiritually inclined, and one who is only interested in doing her nails and guiding people to a higher self. No. it's okay to be balanced. It's totally okay. But no, my purpose in life is to guide people on a journey to their higher self and reconnect them to that, I actually defined the job I wanted before I even knew it existed. While I was still an accountant, I wrote a letter to the universe saying, this is what I want. I want to guide people on the journey to reconnect to their higher self, know who they truly are, and from that gain a sense of clarity and a sense of knowledge of where they came from and where they're going, what their purpose is here. And I have to be awake to do that. I can't go to sleep. I can't numb and dumb myself down. So I have a job to do. I have to keep my vibration high, and I have to stay awake in order to do this. So my goals are be awake, inspire, spark, and free others. And so it was funny to me to look back at that letter after I found quantum healing hypnosis and was guided to do the work and say, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I'm doing. So that's my whole purpose here.
And that moment when you say, oh my God, that's exactly what I'm doing, there's a lot more to it than what you just said. So from what I understand that you said is that you went from being an accountant that connected people to the higher self to a manicurist that connects people to the higher self.
Hey, yes. You know, you never know. You never know who's out there connecting you to your higher self. It could be the chick who's painting your nails.
Exactly. Or your accountant or whatever.
Your accountant, your friendly hypnotist, or your neighborhood manicurist. You never know. Just be awake enough to pay attention.
Yeah, and then you had this oh my God moment where you actually realized that what you were doing was something that you invited it in, and what you would say is it wasn't a random invitation to the universe saying this is where I want to be and this is what I do. It was probably your higher self telling you, hey, invite the universe into your life to do whatever it is that you wanted to do. But I guess in a way, what I get from it is that you really do have to send that invitation out to the universe. Hey, universe, this is what I want to do, and then write it out very clearly on where you want to be if you really want to get there. So is that really the bottom line of what you're saying?
Oh, I believe so, 100%. You know, we all have free will, and we can remain asleep, and we can decide when we're ready. We can decide when we're not ready, and we can decide when we're ready. And you have to really put that invitation out there for when you're ready, whether it's for the love of your life, whether it's for the next step in your life or the next best place to live or the next job or just knowing your purpose. You have to put it out there. And a prime example of that is shown to me every day when people explain to me what happened as soon as they made an appointment to have a quantum healing hypnosis session with me. So they'll explain it within their interview, because we have an interview before the work starts, and it's like all these doors open up in their life. All this stuff comes flooding in, or these abilities unlock that they had all wanted for years, but just it was like making the appointment was the invitation, was them saying, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for this connection, you know, and this purpose. So I think that's a key step in the process. In fact, I know that's a key step in the process. So you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, wow, I'm brilliant today, especially considering you couldn't hear me as we're starting the show. Like, hey, universe, I'm here talking.
Finally hearing your voice clearly was like the sweetest sound in the world, I swear. I was like, yeah, it's Tippy.
Yeah, it's like making up is the best thing about breaking up. So, can you kind of describe what really is quantum healing hypnosis session? What does that exactly mean? Because I can translate it in a few different ways.
Yeah, so I can just explain to you what it looks like. So what we're doing is as you said, it's a hypnosis session where we go to a pretty deep state. We usually go to the theta state. The person is there twice a day already when they're just falling asleep and when they're just waking up in the morning. And so we take them on a journey, usually through past lives. We call them past lives, but the higher self is taking you wherever they feel that you need to go. So sometimes it's a past life, sometimes it's a parallel life. A lot of times they're lives out of time, so there's nothing we can actually compare it to say when it's existing. And sometimes it's a future life or the future in this life. So the higher self is going to take you on a journey, and we use the past lives, just call them that, as a deepening gateway to get to the higher self. So once we go through a couple past lives, I call forth the individual's higher self, and we ask a list of questions. I ask them a list of questions that the client has brought with them, a list about their life, what they're seeking answers to that no other human being can really answer. So they're really tapping into this higher knowledge. So I have this list in front of me, and I'm just going through it, reading from the list, and the answers come out of the individual's mouth. And it's a flow of energy that comes out. And it's sometimes it's a different voice, sometimes it's their same voice, sometimes it's a calm voice, sometimes it's a, you know, chiding voice, like, we're always telling her, you know, she just won't listen to us. But the information is solid, it's beautiful, it has meaning, and basically your higher self is giving you a prescription for how to change your life, how to heal the past, what you need to do in the present in order to get the future that you want. They're giving you an exact prescription. Now, this is all recorded because normally people are a portion of them is awake and aware, so it's not like you're completely unconscious because you're not going to sleep. A portion of you will be awake and aware to be Dolores actually called it your Mr. Stupid. It's your egoic conscious mind. So they're sitting there kind of in the background watching this all play out, just as if they're watching a movie. But even if they were a witness to it, the details fade like a dream afterwards. So we record it because we really want the individual to get the knowledge in and have it integrated into their body. So after the session, it's complete free will if the individual takes the prescription or not. But when they do, it changes their whole life. It is amazing. Mm-hmm. It is beautiful. And I can give you plenty of examples of that. So quite a process.
You said a few really powerful things here in a few sentences that I want to kind of clarify a little bit. One of the things is that you said that something that words come out of their mouth sometimes in different ways. And so the question is, sometimes it's clear, sometimes it's not, do you really have to clarify it afterwards? Do you have to interpret it? Or is it mostly very self-evident?
Oh, no, the information is self-evident. Sometimes I ask for more detail because So during the higher self, when the higher self answers something, if I'm not clear, I'll ask for them to go into more detail. So I'll ask, well, you know, sometimes they'll give the answer, she already knows, you know, she already knows what to do. We're always giving her this information. And so that's a classic example of me, of when I would say, well, you know what, she's here, she's listening now, she's going to pay attention, she has the intent to pay attention. Can you just give her an exact example of what she should do outside of the session? For example, if I was asking, how should she connect to her higher self outside of a session like this? Because we don't only want the individual to connect to their higher self during the quantum healing hypnosis session. We want to empower people, or I want to empower people to connect to their higher self at all times. So then, because I'm asking for detail, the higher self will then say, well, here's what we'd like her to do. We'd like her to eat a cleaner diet. We would like her to take more walks in nature. We would like her to do yoga. We would like her to meditate a couple times a week. And when she goes into meditation, we would like her to picture this, and that will give some symbol or some image for this individual to picture. And that's what we would like her to do. And we'd like her to start writing down her dreams. So that would be
an exact example
of a prescription.
Wow.
But each individual's prescription is different. Yeah, it's very clear. Once we get details, it's very clear. I don't want people leaving having any vague answers whatsoever. we want an exact answer for everything. So, and sometimes it takes a little wrangling to get that, but that's my job. You know? That's what where the training comes in.
Yeah, so one of the things that is really huge about what you said is that you want to empower people to connect to the higher self all the time, not only when they're with you. And that in itself, going to a therapist that wants you to become dependent on them is basically it's like a drug. It's not something that's ever going to help you. And finding people that really want you to be in tune with your higher self, and basically at that point, I can't think of a better way to say it, but they won't need you anymore because they're going to be connected to the higher self. And so it's not about how much you can get out of them or how much money or how many times they're going to come get you. It's really about empowering people to connect to their higher self and live their life to the fullest. That's really what you're saying.
Absolutely. We're in the age of the person becoming their own powerhouse, their own source of knowledge. That's the age that we're entering. We're leaving the age of the gurus. We're leading the age of the leaders who want to hold the power. We're leaving the age of the churches that say only God has the power. No. It's time for the individual to realize who they truly are and connect to that and trust it and start strengthening the connection that's already there and listening to it and how the signs come and how the messages come. That's what I want. So a lot of times I only see a person one time, and most quantum healing hypnosis practitioners are like this as well. They only see a client one time. If a client has a completely different list a couple months or a couple years down the road, yes, come back, because there's nothing like having that steady flow of information come out and having a chunk of knowledge right there. But no, what we want and what I want is to empower the individual to go forth on their own and learn how to read what's there, what's given to them. So I think anybody who's not doing that, who's not empowering the individual, is from a different time period. The time period that's ending. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you said that we're living the age of leaders and gurus and stepping into the age that we are becoming to realize that it's our own empowerment. And I want to get back to that, because I think this is one of the key issues of today's. Before we get back to that, I have to talk about the fact that some people come to you only once, and I think that it's important to know that maybe most people that do what you do, and I still want to clarify the difference between what you do and what they would call past life therapy, but most people that do what you do are maybe sincere and maybe are doing exactly that, empowering people, but I have to say that not every practitioner is the same. And I happen to have gone to two practitioners. The first one I went to was a life-changing experience. I only went once, and it solved this huge problem that I had that I promise you, if I would have gone to a regular therapist, I would have been there for the next 45 years. For sure. No question about it. So that was when I was like, wow. And when I needed him, I think 5 or 6 years later, this person totally disappeared. And we later found out that he was practicing past life therapy in California, and the Therapist Association or some kind of association said that he was practicing without a license, and therefore he had to run out of town. But he was the most amazing, he called himself a past life therapist. So the way to, and then I had a second person do it, and I could tell you the difference was that this person really didn't know that much what they were doing. I still experienced a session and some clarity, but there was no answer. There was no, that the person just was not as good at what they were doing. So it is important who you go to. It's totally important.
Absolutely. It's extremely important. And the people who who teach the quantum healing hypnosis, they make sure to tell you, you know, put your face out there, let people see you, because you really need to resonate. The client really needs to resonate with the practitioner. They need to be able to look at your face and say, okay, that's who I want to go with. And then they follow that step and they go to the website or talk to the practitioner on the phone and really see if, yeah, we really jive. That's who I want to go with. That step is hugely important to know you're with the right person. And then, yeah, every practitioner is a little bit different because they might have a different agenda. But you're going to find that out once you start talking to them on the phone before your session or emailing with them. I think that's a very important process of picking the right one, because here in Portland where I am, there's probably, I don't know, 10 practitioners, and certainly within 100 miles, there's probably 15 or 20 practitioners. So there's a lot to choose from. There's a lot to choose from, but I just have to know personally that the right clients are going to come to my door, and the right ones for the next practitioner are going to come to their door. And absolutely. But yeah, every practitioner is different.
Yeah, absolutely. And in New York City, I would say there's maybe 50 practitioners to every square mile because it's so crowded. And they're all very busy too. So what is the difference between past life therapist and the quantum healing hypnosis session? Because it is past life and past or future or whatever life.
Right. So past life therapy generally is just that, past lives. So you're visiting the past lives, and they certainly bring about their own level, their own therapy. They answer a lot of questions, you know, why am I like this? Why do I have this innate skill or ability or fear that I've carried forward? Why am I with this person who I can never seem to leave? Why do we struggle like this? So a lot of answers are received just through going through the past lives. But in order to get deeper soul level answers, we go to the higher self. So quantum healing hypnosis does the past life therapy and then adds something to it. We go to the higher self, we journey through the past lives, then we get to the higher self and say, okay, now give us the real deal. Who is Tippi? What's her purpose? Why does she have these relationships? Can you throw some more money her way? You know, what does she need to do? Where should she live? You know, so we're getting all these other answers through quantum healing hypnosis. So definitely we go through the past lives and get the same level of therapy from them, the same level of clarity, the same answers about relationships, but then we go further and get the real meal deal, you know, about
so really
your life, about your soul.
So what you're really saying is that quantum healing hypnosis is past life therapy plus other things.
Yes.
That's what it's
talking about. Absolutely. Because past life therapy is wonderful. It definitely changed my life. It allowed for shifts in my life to get me to where I needed to be. So I highly recommend it for everybody. That's something that's instantly accessible too. You can do it on YouTube. As long as you're in a quiet area where you know you're not going to be interrupted, practice it on YouTube. I recommend that to everybody who contacts me. If they have any doubt in their mind that they can be hypnotized, I'm like, okay, you need to start practicing and you need to exercise those muscles basically. And they do it. So by the time they get to quantum healing hypnosis, they're like, oh, okay, here are the past lives that I went through, and this changed this for me, and this changed that for me, and now I'm ready to go even further. So it's a wonderful process that I recommend for everybody. Now, quantum healing hypnosis, you actually can't really do it on YouTube. You need to be face-to-face with a practitioner.
So that's, I would recommend also, I totally second you, I would recommend everybody and anybody to at least try it. And actually, I would even go further. I would recommend that you try it with Allison.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Because
I second that emotion.
And so I really don't like to get political. on the show, but I am going to get a little bit political. And I'm going to kind of focus in on what you said about living the age of leaders and gurus and going into the age of empowerment. And I'm going to connect it to another question that I have is, has any information come through about President Trump and how long he'll be in office? And the reason I'm going to connect it, wait, let me just finish for a second. The reason I'm going to connect it is because when you're living an age of anything and you're going into a new age, there's going to be a huge resistance from people who like to keep everything status quo, because especially if they're in power. And if we have come from a place, which we have for thousands of years, where leaders and gurus and kings and presidents and rabbis and priests, and they were in charge, and everybody else had to say, amen, praise the Lord. And now we're going to, hey, wait a minute, I don't need you. I can get to the Lord all by myself. Somebody's upset. Somebody's going to get very upset. So there's definitely an upset going on in our country, and if not in the rest of the world too. And I think that's the upset about the somebody is trying to stop that from happening. So that being said, have you had any information come through about President Trump? There's a huge movement to impeach him from office. So obviously, how long he'll be in office is a great question. And yes, I'm dying to hear the answer to that.
Yes. Okay. That's a great question. I'm so glad you asked it. And so I never give information that only comes from one session. I like to only give information if it's backed up by several independent sessions. So these are sessions, these people don't know each other who come to me. Well, I did have a husband and wife come to me. So, but these are individuals who don't know each other who are giving this information through their higher self. So what I've found out through at least five different sessions is that, yes, Trump will not go full term. I do not know the date of when he will be out of office. I don't know if he's going to be impeached or how he steps down, but it was not the information that came through was definitely not that he would be assassinated or anything like that. It was him leaving the office, whether he gets kicked out or he actually leaves. That was the information that came through on five different sessions. So,
wow.
But then it said that also the information goes even further. It said that once we start that process of getting rid of one of the bad apples, we actually start getting rid of many, many more. So if you can imagine, Trump leaves, Pence goes into the presidency, then it's even a quicker process to get rid of him. And so on and so on and so on. It's a cleansing. Some sort of cleansing is going to happen. Now, recently, just in the past 2 weeks, no, 3 weeks, I've had three different sessions where individuals say that the time between September 2017 and December 2017, there is going to be a season of change within the government. A season of change. And they said that it's going to start with a high-ranking official being arrested. So
I think that's already happening. A lot of high-ranking officials are already being arrested.
But an arrest that's going to shock, absolutely shock everybody. And that's going to actually start a downfall. So I'm hoping to get more detailed information about that, and not from prying. Here's the deal. When the quantum healing hypnosis practitioner asks questions, they cannot be leading questions. So you definitely want the information to either be asked by the client, you know, so it's on their list already, or if a little is revealed, you ask for more detailed information from the higher self. You don't just kind of insert information and then ask about it. So there's a way to do it and a way to not do it. You want the information to be clean, basically. So if the information arises or the chance to ask more detailed information arises, then I will definitely be posting about it. And by posting, I mean I do these videos on YouTube about some of the information that's been coming through. And it's been fascinating to post this information and see the reactions to it for people. But I think the season of change, a political change, that is exciting to think about.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, these days, really, it's so difficult to see or to tell who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. Because one day, one person may look like the bad guy, and then he looks like the good guy, and then vice versa happens all the time. So it's very difficult to tell. And so I think definitely change. I think that's the key word, and I totally can see that happening. But like you, you have, September is not that far away.
No, it's not. It's not. So rest up.
So we don't have to wait that much to see what's going to happen because practically around the corner.
Yes, it is.
Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing and because people come to you for personal questions. So all of a sudden, questions like that come up. That's kind of, and that's from one person, not from one session, from a lot of different sessions. I think that's pretty powerful. How long have you been practicing?
So over 2 years now I've been practicing, and I've been very lucky that I've been able to do this as this is my full-time job from the get-go. This has been my only job besides the other couple modalities that I offer. Those I do dream interpretation for free, and because I just absolutely love it, and I want people to connect this information that they're getting at night to their higher self. And then I do one-on-one counseling, but the majority of my work is quantum healing hypnosis, and this is what I do. Not everybody does it as the majority of their work. So I feel very blessed to have so many clients coming to me and every day meeting a new person and hearing their story, because that is one of the biggest parts of a quantum healing hypnosis session is sitting down face to face with your client and hearing their life story, hearing their past, hearing their present circumstances, and hearing what they want out of life. What do you want your future to be like? If you could define your perfect future, design it, what would that be like? Because that enables me to actually go searching for that information during their session when we get to their higher self. I want to have that fire lit and know this person inside out and then go and find the exact fit for them. So it's wonderful to hear these stories every single day, meet someone new, and start spreading the light. You know, it's like each person I get to meet, their light is shining brightly, and they're taking it to their area of the world and spreading it. So I love this job. Yeah, I feel very blessed to be able to do this as often as I can.
Yeah, I think it's also really interesting that some of the exact words that you use actually came out of my mouth. So I think that we're probably surfing on parallel waves. And I'll give you two of them that you use. Like, okay, so you said it's like watching a movie. And if you read my book, it's like watching a movie was exactly how I described when I had the near-death experience. And I watched my life kind of flash before my eyes. It was like watching a movie, but I was in the movie and I was also watching at the same time. It wasn't just watching. It was very, very weird. But that's the only way I can really describe it. Even though it was more than watching the movie, it was feeling it and being it and smelling it. But the only thing I can say is was I watching a movie. So that's definitely, I was there. I get what you were saying. But then you said that you love hearing their story. And really that's what Tippy Talk is about. It's about hearing people's stories, the same exact vibration, the same exact thing that you said, because stories are where the healing is at, whether you use one form or another of therapy. That's where the healing lies, behind your story. And it doesn't even mean your story is true. You could have made it up. Like you make up your own narrative and you translate your own experiences into a story. It doesn't really matter, because that's where your healing is at, from that story.
Yeah.
So I find that fascinating too. It's kind of it's my drug. I love it. So I could totally relate to you. It's just totally amazing how we connect randomly, supposedly, but it's really not random at all.
That's right. There's many of us out there, and we're all connecting now. We're all pulled together to connect and spread from that concentrated energy. It's amazing. And yeah, you know, this drug of wanting to hear people's story is so funny because if you, I don't know if this has happened to you, but if I don't have a client for a while, say I'm on vacation, you know, I have a 6-year-old, so she gets out of school and is on vacation, and therefore I don't work for maybe a week at a time when she's on vacation, I will find people to tell me their life story. That's just how I am. You know, we go there. That's where I go. So God forbid the mailman comes over if I haven't had a session in a while, because we're about to get real and we're about to get deep, and he's going to tell me things. They're just skimming the surface when you're like us.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, because he could be the milkman or some random guy in the yogurt store, anything. It just has to come and say. Yeah, that's also another thing that I just hit on, and that was a realization that I had the first time I experienced death or losing someone. I was only 7 years old, and my father passed away, and I just did a speech about this yesterday, literally, and I had no idea we were going to talk about it, but it was very dramatic for me to lose my father, and it was very dramatic for me because he was the center of the universe, besides the fact that, of course, he's my father. And so the thing that I started asking myself was, and I don't even know how I managed to do that as a kid. I was like, okay, well, if this life is over at any minute, and if my life can end at any second, obviously, because my father is gone, he's not going to be here anymore, then what is the most important thing in life to me? And by the time I got over that trauma, my answer was people. It doesn't matter what I experience, it's the people that I love or people that I will love in the future that are the only thing that really makes a difference in the kind of life you live, because everything else is irrelevant if you don't have the people, the stories in your life. Nothing else really matters.
Oh, God, yes, you are so spot on, and I love that story. I can't believe you were so awake and aware at such a young age. That's beautiful.
Well, I wasn't awake and aware. I was like kind of forced to wake up to keep trauma.
Dragged, kicking and screaming. Well, you were
literally
awoken.
No, don't take it. No, don't do this to me. Yeah, literally kicking and screaming. Yes.
Trauma is one of the ways we wake up, that's for sure.
Yeah, and people think trauma is a bad thing, but it's not necessarily a bad thing, because it's sometimes you have to go through it to get to where you want to go. And so,
absolutely.
So when you do those sessions and when you work with people, I'm sure you have a lot of really interesting questions and topics that you explore. Do you have anything like that really stands out, that was really like, oh my God, I can't believe this is being answered or even asked?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is one that always comes to mind, because no one had asked about anything like this before in any of my sessions. So it was my first one, and it was amazing. And talk about chills. I'm going to tell you about it now. Mm-hmm. So I had this client arrive, and she has a whole list of questions, beautiful, wonderful questions about her life and the personal struggles she's been through, you know, health struggles she's been through, and just, you know, relationship issues, all the stuff. And so I'm going over her list of questions. I'm reading it in front of her because I like to make sure I understand them and add to them if I need to. And at the very end of her list was this one question. And it was, what happened to Kyron Horman? Now, Kyron Horman was a little child who disappeared here from Portland 6 years ago, just disappeared out of thin air. He had gone to school one day and went to his science fair in the middle of the day or the morning, and then never went to classes afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So what happened to Kyron Horman? So in the middle of her session, we're getting all these answers, not in the middle, near the end of her sessions, we're getting all these answers from the higher self. They're, you know, we're laughing, and it's not me and her, it's me and her higher self laughing about certain things, you know, because the information's, it's funny, it's lighthearted, it's easy. And then I asked that question, and the whole energy of the room changed. And it became very serious. And so here it goes. So what happened to Kyron Horman? He's dead. So no one knew if he died or if he was kidnapped or what. So here it goes. He's dead. His stepmother strangled him.
Oh my God.
His body is buried in this one huge wooded area in Portland called Forest Park. I think it might even be at thousands of acres. There's trails all through it, so there's plenty of areas to, you know, get away with stuff like that. He's buried there in a shallow grave. And so I'm getting all these details. Okay, well, why did she do it? She was jealous. She was jealous of him and his relationship with his father. And this little boy was adorable. His picture was plastered all over billboards around Portland. He was on the news. Mm-hmm. He was in newspapers. I mean, people were desperately trying to find him and information about him. And he wore these little glasses. And so I was like, okay, well, is he wearing his glasses? And they said, yes. And I said, well, how is that possible? If she strangled him, that's a very violent act. How is that possible that he's wearing his glasses? She picked them up and put them back on him.
Oh,
and they're crooked and twisted. And I said,
oh my God,
why did she do that? You know, why did she do that? Oh, to get rid of evidence. She just wanted to put them back where they belong, get rid of evidence. So the whole time this information is coming, it is very, not tense energy, but very serious energy that's coming through. And it keeps interjecting. She needs to be watched. She needs to be watched. And I'm like, because I'm very concerned. I'm like, well, is she, you know, she's free. Is she going to do this again? Yes, she will do this to anybody who crosses her path the wrong way. And I was like, well, are the police watching her? What's going on? Well, they're keeping tabs on her, but they're not watching her. She needs to be watched. She needs to be watched. She's going to go revisit where he's buried. She's going to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, you know, what should we do? What should this client do? This is not,
what can
know,
we do?
What should the client do? She's the one who's interested in this, you know, finding this out. You know, of course it's of interest, but this is her information. What should she do? And they're like, she should give an anonymous tip to the police. Mm-hmm. And if she would like to share more information, she should. But she needs to be watched. She's going to go back to the grave. Okay, so that was the end of the session. The session ended, and we were both like, holy crap. Once I counted her out, we were like, oh, my God. You know, hearts racing. I literally had chills the whole time this was happening.
Well, I have to tell you, I did get chills. I also got chills right now really badly. Definitely, when you speak the truth, it's there. Definitely.
It's there. It's there. And so my experience was the same in being a witness to this. So a couple weeks later, or that weekend, right around, I think it was that weekend, there was a storm blew into Portland, the Columbus Day storm, they called it. And it was just, you know, the news really built it up, but it didn't really seem like it did that much damage on the lower areas in Portland, but up in Forest Park, I think it did a lot of damage. And so the client and I figured, oh, that might be why she's planning on going and visiting again, just to make sure he's buried, because that's what it said too. She's going to go check on the grave just to make sure he's covered. She needs to be watched. So here it's now 8 months later. 8 months later since that session, and I guess the case has been reopened now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually looking in further into this woman, his stepmother, because she has tried to assault several other people in the meantime, her boyfriend and all this stuff. So they're really looking into her. So we're hoping this gets resolved soon. But that one really stood out. So this individual had no connection to this person other than just a really deep curiosity about what happened. You know, it's a little kid.
Right.
You know, what happened to them? And so this is the kind of information we could get. You can ask about anything, because from that perspective, from your higher self, they're connected to everything. They can see everything.
Wow. I'm wondering if the kid probably went through abuse before he got killed, too, because she sounds like she's a psycho. So she probably abused him, and nobody noticed. And then the ultimate abuse, of course, is when something horrible like this happens. I hope it resolves. Yeah. I hope they do to find out. But, yeah, definitely I got chills. And
yeah.
We're having so much fun that we didn't even realize how the time is flying by. So I don't want to let you go without us telling what you can offer and where people can go to find you. Is there anything special that you want to offer or any kind of wisdom that you would like to impart us with before you leave?
Well, I would just like to tell everybody that their higher self is connected to them all the time. All they have to do is either look at their dreams and start writing down their dreams, because those are messages from the higher self, or look at the signs around them, and contact me if you want any more information about what those signs look like. I'll probably do a video soon just helping people figure out the signs, because I think that's an important part of the of life. It's just paying attention to the signs that your higher self is giving you to let you know if you're either on the wrong path or the right path. I'm always available for people to send me their dreams. They can send them to Allison@soulfocus-hypnosis.com. People can visit my website at www.soulfocus-hypnosis.com. I have YouTube videos up. I'm doing more all the time. They're under Allison Co. If people want to get a hold of me, I'm all over the internet. They can find me. I don't have Facebook because I wasn't able to stay on Facebook and keep my vibration high. It's not open to me to do that, and so I'm not on Facebook, but I'm available. If they just type my name in, they will find me. That's Allison Co, C-O-E. So I'm always around, interested to talk to people, hear their stories, interpret their dreams, guide them in any way, shape, or form. I love this job. I love this world, and I love the people in it. And I love being here talking about this stuff.
And this is Allison Co's story. So, you guys, if you do want to contact Allison, the link is going to be right here below where you're listening. If you're listening to this on the internet, all the links are going to be below. I don't think I included your email link, but I could add that up there. I think it's a great idea to write down your dreams. I know, for one, that now if I do have a dream that bugs me all day, I know who to call. I know who
yes.
to contact. Because, you know, sometimes you have those dreams that just sit in your brain and won't go away, and you just cannot figure them out. I don't know if it happens to everybody, but it definitely happens to me too often. So I definitely am going to keep that in mind. That's a real treat to have somebody be able to look at your dreams and to meet people that really understand that the dreams are just not random, stupid images. They really do mean something. That means a lot to me, too. And you also said to look at the signs around you. The signs are always around you. You're getting signs. You can call it your angels. You can call it your higher self. But the signs are around you, and they are coming on an abundant level. But like Allison said, open your eyes and take a look. And check out the links. And if you guys really want to try an amazing session of better than life therapy type of session, I call it past life therapy, because past life therapy is not just about going to, in my brain anyway, it's not just about going to past life. It's about going to your higher self. But I didn't hear of the idea of going to your future life. I love that. That's where I want to go next. My next step
yeah.
is my future life. Past is dead. Go away. The future is now interesting. So I want to go there. That sounds really good. And this is how you get a hold of her. And I may have a treat for everybody, because believe it or not, I am going to be in Portland on the 27th of July. That was way before I even knew you existed, Allison. That was planned. So just to show you how synchronized the universe is.
Oh,
and so,
wonderful.
Yeah, so it might be more surprises coming up this way. And,
oh, very cool.
Yeah. And so I have really enjoyed talking to you, Allison. It was not disappointing at all. Actually, it was a lot more than I even expected. I'm very, very, every time it happens, and it happens a lot, I'm still surprised in a good way. I'm still excited about it, and I'm still really happy that I get this kind of connections that I don't consciously really look for, and that I can bring that to you and to everybody. I know a lot of people are going to want to talk to you. The question is, there's only one of you. So we might have to clone you up a little bit after everybody.
Yes, yes. Actually, you know, if people are outside of this area, outside of Portland, they should look up the practitioners close to them and see if there's an Allison near them too. Because
we might plant them there. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are brilliant people all over the world. But listen, Tippi,
exactly.
If you come to Portland, hit me up, man. I want to hang out, either give you a session or actually go out to dinner and drink some wine, whatever is your poison. I would love to hang out.
And that was the end of the interview with Allison Coe. That's C-O-E. And it's funny because every time I want to spell her last name and say C-O-E, I actually am fighting myself. I'm saying CEO. And so I guess it's Allison, the CEO, her last name spelled C-O-E. That was the end of our interview. I will follow this up after I come back from Portland, because I will be in Portland at the end of July. And I will probably see Allison, and we will probably follow up an interview, and then I will come back and post it for you. And so that is it for now. If you have any questions, any comments, or any feedback, please feel free to leave a comment below right here. Or you can email me at tippytalkshow@gmail.com. It's tippytalkshow@gmail.com. Or you can contact Allison. You have all the links below. She also mentions her contact information, and you can go ahead and contact her. And now I'm going to give you something a little bit different than I usually do, which is I usually give you music to relax and or shamanic music where you can visualize things and it intensifies or something like that. But today I'm going to give you music that is, I think it's beautiful. And probably you've never heard it before. But the song is actually about a savior from the Bible, the biblical savior. And the language is very difficult to understand. It's it's not English, but it's also difficult to understand. But the music is beautiful. The voice is beautiful. So if you listen to it and you want an interpretation or you want to ask questions, you're welcome to ask me questions. But otherwise, really, just sit back and listen to the music. The message is really powerful. And the premise of the show that we did today was the fact that today, these days, we have come to the point where we don't really need to be followers. We don't need a savior. We don't need a dictator to tell us what to do. We are now able to be self-determined, to find out what to do and where to go from our own higher self and get messages directly from above or from within. Either way, it is the messages to guide us. And that's a huge step for humanity to take, because unfortunately for us, if we look at the history, the people that have taken authority over us, the people that have basically told us what to do, we're not exactly looking out for our own self-interest or for humanity's self-interest. And probably I would say many of the kings that we had and many of the leaders that we had were basically mentally ill. And they might have been a product of their own environment, but they were not guiding humanity to a higher place. Well, at least not most of them. There's always been gurus and people that may have had good intention, and they may have been good. I know that for a fact. But now we're in an era where self-determination is where our future lies. And so this song is about a savior that came to Egypt to save people from slavery into the desert. You might have heard that story before. But the way he sings it is beautiful, and this guy has such an amazingly beautiful voice. You do not have to understand what he's saying. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this music, and I would love to get some feedback. Att jag kläder far och rusche, vad av viden sinken in der trinken in dem Tacharam. Var man vi jetzt finde stehen, så da fucking geboren wer. Wetten Zwieren weisen in uns leisen, jeden find den Pan. Gewinn hat in der Hof gepasst, wird um behalten in der Gast. Ein Bächerlein verschlieren, sich nicht frieren, denn als wären Finkel. Aber es was hier will gar nicht schwimmen, was sie gelange in der Kümmen. Das nicht gedacht und streng genehmt, sie bringen Lachen neu der Welt. Ich bin im kleinen Kasten ausgeschaut, an eure Meure, Säure, Teure, wo es noch nicht gesehen, kein Mord. So kann die Stirn sehen, ihr noch ein ander, kleiner, feiner, scheiner, reiner, wird bei Lachen klar, ist Ruhe. Ich bin zwei, in die Woche, in jeder Nove laufen, bis morgen getroffen, wo ich schirr auf bei mir. Diese jeden weg, mit uns ist nicht schrecken, mit Schlängen wird er schrecken, was neu Scherafein, ihr war ja nie, ihr war schön, ihr war euch dabei. Aro jeden Schut, mit der Wetter, wenn ich gut, mit mir oben, das war gut, ihr schütt neu Scherafein, ihr. Als alles so zu ack, ist ein Fahrrad mit der Mack, ist ein jeden Weg, ich mag, ist ein Dorf, neu Scherafein, ihr war ja nie, ihr war schön, ihr war euch dabei. Meine Insel passt es, schön zu ringen, wenn die darfst es. Tirol, jetzt sollen wir bis die Scheune, wenn die Neise wo. Sie wirst nicht mit dem Minderhalt, ding wie gewinn, wenn wir jams im Spalt. Gesehen, dass ihre Gesinn, ihr schiere Krieg, oi, oi, oi.
Ich bin heute schwindig, jeder bitte minne, geleit, Moshe Rabbeini, bei Amin.